Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You looked at your phone yet?
Okay, so Bob just sent us a text.
Oh, that's... my God. My mother just sent that to me. That's from her friend's neighbor's yard.
Yeah, that's horrific. Oh. I mean, it is the month of Halloween.
Oh, my God.
It is basically a deer that has been
decaying.
It looks like it was attacked by a coyote, probably, but it's like it's got its head and tail, and like the coyote ate out the midsection, so it's like the carcass of this deer. I mean, it is. Show it to the camera.
I know that I'm soft.
Show it to the camera. You guys got to show that to the camera.
Oh my God.
It is. I mean, it is as gross.
This?
I think. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about it. We got the ability to show people, right? Can you see it on the camera,
yeah,
Mac?
A little closer.
A little closer, Dusty. I mean, look at that
there
thing.
It was.
I mean, that thing was hollowed out in the middle section there.
Oh, that looks like me the next morning when I forget to eat before drinking.
It's nasty, man. God.
That's like the best time to get on the scale. Like you go Friday night, you go happy hour, you come home, you tie up a few more, you end up going to sleep at like 10, you wake up, man, I didn't eat last night. I wonder what I weigh. Oh, wow. One meal later, back to normal. man, that is insane. That's
gross.
I'd be calling the city. I'd be like, yeah.
Well, I think that's, I'm sure they did. Hey, you got to come get this thing, right?
Well, and all the bugs that fly around.
Oh, God. And it's still warm everywhere, too. So, you know, the smell of that thing in the backyard has just got to be absolutely disgusting.
Oh, wow. I was not expecting that.
Ugh.
So quarter report for the Chiefs, as we are 4 weeks into the season. Week 5, Monday night, 7:15 against the Jaguars. I really do want Clean to do a live report from that pool.
I do, too.
Like, just take shorts. You can go shirtless. You've worked on it enough. You look great, Clean.
You know anybody who's ever been in that pool?
No, but I'd like to find out.
I do. Marlins man has been in that pool, right?
Ah.
He was at the game last night. I said, who's sitting next to you? He goes, oh, that's Matt Harvey.
The guy with, like, the goggles or whatever?
Not the red goggle guy. I don't know who that
was. That was interesting.
But Matt Harvey is like, showing his face at the Yankees-Red Sox game, right?
Did he say, don't take me out yet? The Dark Knight?
He saw that happen to Crochet. He goes, been there, done that. Oh, wait, Crochet actually got through it.
He's actually a stud pitcher. But no, quarter report for Chiefs players. Mac, you can take this away and give us the names or what you think that we want to give the grade of those players that you have listed.
Yeah, let's start with like a rookie check-in. You know, every month we can kind of just look at this big rookie class because we lauded this rookie class as maybe the most important since 2022 as far as the future of this dynasty and sustaining success, right?
Yeah.
So it's only 4 weeks in. We don't have a whole lot of sample size, but after 4 weeks, Ashton Gelati, what would you grade him?
I'm going to give an incomplete. I don't know. I can't really decide what he is supposed to be doing, what they're asking him to do, what they're trying to get him to do. I know I've seen him make some plays. I know I've seen him in there getting some playing time. So I'm still at an incomplete because for me, I'll be honest with you, I don't watch much of the defensive line. It's hard, you know, to focus on the lines. So I'm going to give him an incomplete at this point in time because I just haven't seen enough to give him a fair grade on anything yet.
Yeah, Gelati, I mean, for what we know, I think he's done fine. So, like, average, I give him, like, a C+. I just like to see more, but it's not, like, a failure, right? He's done more than Felix Ndiki Uzomah. He's still on the team?
No, he's on IR. Yeah, he's hurt. Right. He's done for the year, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They shut him down at the beginning of the year. But, yeah, he had to get surgery. He's already made more of an impact, in my opinion, than that guy. He is noticed when he comes into the game. At least in my opinion, I'm like, oh, that's Gelati right there. That guy's coming in. So
Palomalu hair.
Right. Yeah. Like it's clearly obvious who he is. And I'd like to see more of him. But what I've seen so far, a mid, you know, C plus grade.
Omar Norman Lott, his defensive line.
Yeah, same thing. It's still an incomplete, but I love that sack that he had in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Maybe. I mean,
in Kansas City.
Yeah, that was one of the best sacks that I've ever seen. I mean, that was just a powerful, I'm going to show you how strong and forceful I am, Mr. Hurts.
And that guy's seen a lot of sacks at the J.
Yeah. And he went out there and knocked that guy into next week. So I like him, but still, it's an incomplete. It's a defensive lineman. He's a rookie. He played four games. There's not a huge sample size right now.
I'd like to see the midterm grade of this because we'll do that again, obviously, after week
for
eight,
sure.
but I guess semester would be that. But yeah, like so far I'm with Bob. Like I want to see more, and I think Spags is starting to figure out where guys are going to be at certain situations. Obviously, he does not like Pro Football Focus grades. They don't give you the full perspective
of the
player. But yeah, I mean, I would love to see more of these young defensive guys on this defensive line. But again, it's still just like a C. But I haven't seen like a failure, right? Like the sack was insane. Like that's just one of those like hit sticks on defense. Perfect timing, drew it up, nailed it. But I would like to see more of these young dudes. I think they're hungry. I think they want to be part of this Spags defense. They fit the mold that Spags likes for the defensive side. And I would like to see more to see if that grade goes up from a C to a C+.
Noel Williams.
Well, I mean, he's been outstanding. Yeah, you can see defensive backs and what they do. Like, it's easy to watch a defensive back get burned. It's easy to watch a defensive back make a play. So it's easier, I think, to make a judgment. And for a kid who was, a fourth-round draft pick this year, to play like he's one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL right now, I love what I'm seeing out of him. He's an A. He's a solid A for me.
Yeah, A++.
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, A++, man. Because, again, I told you guys last night, maybe I was in the garage too long as I'm starting to reorganize it and put some things together. Shout out to Maloney for all the bar lights that he's given me. Those are awesome, hanging on the wall. And I'm out there, and I'm thinking to myself, are we seeing it happen again? Charvarius Ward, in comes L'Jarius Sneed.
Mm-hmm.
Trent McDuffie, out goes L'Jarius Sneed. Noel Williams, Trent McDuffie, I know. I'm an idiot most of the time, but I also realize what I have seen most of the time. The highest graded defensive cornerback in the NFL through the first 4 weeks of the season is Mac who?
No Williams.
Okay. Did Brett Veach do it again? Like, what is... He can't keep getting away with this.
Exactly.
Hell, he can.
Yeah, he gets the players and chops for the groceries, as Bill Parcells said, and then the coaches prepare the meal. And that's where Dave Merritt comes into play. He's taking great ingredients and giving you Michelin stars for your players. I mean, this is not some sort of, chicken fried steak or something out there. He's getting good meat, and he's creating the best steak that you could have. You know, it's unbelievable what Dave Merritt is doing.
I mean, Noel Williams barely played in that week one game in Brazil against the Chargers. It showed, right? I mean, that secondary was Swiss cheese. It was a piss poor effort. We've seen Noel Williams get better and better and play more and more. He is the L'Jarius Sneed to Trent McDuffie as long as they keep playing together and stay here together. Josh Simmons, we talked about him a lot in the offseason. We've got to see him the most out of any of these rookies.
Yeah, I love it. I'll give him an A. He's been outstanding.
Agreed.
I mean, coming in at left tackle and playing in the NFL against like the second hardest position against the defensive linemen and the rotations that they have, I haven't really noticed Josh Simmons on the field. And that's what I wanted to do this year. I didn't want to talk about Josh Simmons at all this year. That means you're winning. And Josh Simmons is going out there and he's winning. So I give him a solid A too.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is a stud. I'm going to give him a B+ because I don't think he's reached that A level yet, which is not any shot at him. But if he's this good, getting a B+ from me, imagine what A is going to be. Because once Mahomes is officially comfortable in that pocket because the left side is secured, because let's be honest, Kingsley had a really good game against the Ravens.
It's great.
Now, I know the defensive line for the Ravens is beat up and maybe playing against the B squad, But I'm sorry, you play against who you're supposed to play against.
Yep.
And Josh Simmons, yeah, hate that pick. Ohio State, so far has been fantastic as a rookie offensive lineman. Yep. He's played 4 weeks. He's starting to get tendencies down. He's starting to gel not only with his brothers on the line, but also his guy that he protects in Patrick Mahomes. And once they get on that same page, brother, I'm telling you, man, the league is in for a whole new awakening of a sleeping giant that might be awoken at number 15 for Kansas City Chiefs.
You know, we're talking about all these rookies and the impacts that they're making already. We're 4 weeks into the NFL season. Rookies don't make impacts this early in the NFL. Look at some of these guys. Look at the top two picks of the draft. Was Travis Hunter two or three? I can't remember now.
He was two.
Two, right? How are one and two doing?
Not too great.
Not great. No, number three is doing just fine in Abdul Carter. But go down the list of all of these guys that have been picked in the NFL, and to have these rookies making these kinds of impacts, we're not just talking about week four. Week three, we saw Noel Williams start to emerge.
Oh, yeah.
He was really good against the Giants, right? You saw Breshard Smith emerge last week. You saw, really, in week one, Josh Simmons emerge. You saw Norman Lear with the big sack, man. Mm-hmm. That's week two. It takes time for rookies to figure things out in the NFL. I know we don't live in that world where we want to give guys an opportunity to learn. They're just supposed to hit the ground running. But it does take some time. And through the first 4 weeks of the season, our guys seemingly are ahead of the curve right now.
Breshard Smith seems to be maybe a little bit ahead of the curve as well after his week four performance, barely playing in those first 3 weeks. What do you grade him? I know it's tough.
It's a little bit of an incomplete, but I like where he's headed, so I'm going to give him a B.
Yeah.
I mean, I like what he
showed promise.
Like, he took his first test and got a B, and you're like, man, you were this close to an A, man. You're getting this. You're this close to an A. Go get that A next time.
Yeah, and these are AP and honors classes that he's taken, and he's already getting a B. We like that.
And they're hard, believe me. I know I've got kids in those classes right now. I'm looking, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'll give Breshard Smith I'll give him a B minus. Again, for what he's done, it hasn't, you know, there isn't anything like super explosive yet, but again, he's going against time. He hasn't had a lot of opportunities to like show himself. Now we've seen the snap gap go up. How about those Chiefs on X? They gave the good point that 19 snaps in this last week, the most he's had in the first 3 weeks was 8. So there is some sort of trust brewing. We'll see if he can handle that trust in a larger role. I would love to see that sort of option because again, Isaiah Pacheco, 7th round running back taken out of Rutgers, played pretty well as a freshman. In the NFL, pretty good, solid rookie year. Breshard Smith, 7th round pick, got a lot of talent. If they can open up those floodgates, and then all of a sudden you give Patrick Mahomes more time, you can start running more screens. You can start swinging out Josh Simmons on the left side. Again, there's a lot of options out there that can make this team go that much more higher on the ranks from an offensive standpoint. That is Josh Simmons. That is Breshard Smith. Yep. That is the return of Rashee Rice. That is the development more in the offense with Xavier Worthy. We saw one game since he's been back, had 120-plus purpose yards from the line of scrimmage, and it was one game back.
And that 30-yard rush that you mentioned, Patrick Mahomes mentioned this week, who was that out in front of him clearing the way? 71, Josh Simmons,
Josh
baby.
Josh Simmons was out there,
With that Brahma Bull nose ring.
Hell yeah, dude. Love it.
Smash.
I'm surprised you don't have one of those.
What?
You don't have that.
Oh, God.
Don't think I could pull that off.
Dad won't allow it.
No, I mean, you probably wouldn't have been here if you had one of
them. Hey, what's up, guys? Sports qualified. What's that in here?
Bob was like, yeah, never mind.
Get in your way of texting and driving.
Love your show, Bill.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And you can keep loving it.
That's exactly right. So it was Brian, actually. It was Brian, my cousin. It was Brian. JJ spoke yesterday. They kind of did the wrap up of the season. And I don't think the Royals had a bad year. They didn't get to their expectation level of winning and getting into the postseason, but they did have a winning season. And you're going into this offseason, I think, feeling pretty good about where this team is, actually. I mean, I think, I don't know about you, Dusty, but I feel better about this team going into this offseason than I did into last offseason. Because going into last offseason, I thought, God, a lot of guys had career years. It's going to be hard to duplicate. And then you know what? For all intents and purposes, they all duplicated it from a pitching standpoint. And they got better in the pitching rotation this year than they were a year ago. They got 8 guys that can start. They've got a closer that led Major League Baseball in saves. They've got arguably the best player in the game. They've got Vinny Pasquantino. They've got Salvador Perez. I feel really good going into this offseason for the Royals. I do feel better than I did a season ago for them. A couple of additions with a bat or two, and this team, man, look out. They could contend for the division next year and should with the rotation that they have.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't like the confidence they have in the hitting coach. And I know that I'm going to go out on and say this, but like I just don't think that's your answer. They had Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, and Vinny Pasquantino put up big numbers, and they were still terrible when it came to offensive production. I think they will try to get somebody in this lineup that is a big bat. Until they do it, I don't know if they honestly will, because I've said yesterday, and I'll say it again, I think there are seven positions on this team that are all going to be locked in for next year. First, second, short, third, catcher, center field, I think are all solidified as guys that will be on this roster, on the opening day roster next year. I just, there's still some things that they've got to change when it comes to this team from an offensive standpoint. And again, they said they're going to bring back Zumwalt. They're going to change things up in the hitting department a little bit, but like, what good does that do if you come out next year in the middle of this, in the first month of the season, your hitting struggles still continue, and then get rid of the guy that was clearly the obvious problem? I don't think it's slander to say that, you know, I could be Bobby Witt Jr.'s hitting coach. I mean, I could just be like, hey, Bobby, go be Bobby. All right, thanks. Sounds good, man. Michael Garcia went outside of the hitting coach to get pointers on how to become a better hitter. We know that. We've been told that from the guy that's the greatest Royals baseball player of all time in George Brett. And I would like to see more dramatic changes in regards to how they can change the hitting approach, what they can do in that regard. But you are right. For many, 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 many years, it was developing pitching. It didn't happen with Coar. It didn't happen with Singer until the last year. It didn't happen with, you know, other names that were on this team that were drafted in first round.
There's a century-long names of lists,
right,
you know?
And they finally developed with Brian Sweeney, who got the job done. Cal Eldred got sent packing. All these guys got sent packing until they finally found the right guy with the pitching prospects and everything like that. Like, Noah Cameron was great. Cole Reagan's obviously injured. Seth Lugo was never really a full-blown starter until he came to Kansas City. Then all of a sudden, he started learning how to pitch better thanks to the pitching development here in Kansas City. I would love to see an addition of a bat, not like a, you know, minor guy or something like that, but I still think there's answers or questions to be answered within the hitting department, because I do want to know what those answers are. And I think that there is a potential trade candidate within your rotation. But what we saw this year is also a way to pump the brakes on that pitching rotation, because everybody in the starting rotation got hurt. Mm-hmm. And you were like, well, who's going to throw now? And maybe you fell into some good luck with Noah Cameron. Maybe you fell into some good luck with Ryan Burgert. Maybe you fell into some good luck with Chris Bubich. Maybe we never see Chris Bubich that great again. It didn't last the full season. Cole Reagans has pitched one full season with the Kansas City Royals.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how, you know, gung-ho I am to like maybe deal one of these pitchers, because like the offensive line we've seen with the Chiefs, they were there for the first 7 weeks of the season. Then you play the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. You're like, who's starting on the offensive line?
Yeah.
What's Patrick Mahomes going to do? But I do feel that this team is headed towards a new type of era of Royals baseball. They go to the ALDS and lose. They go to a next season. They're supposed to be a playoff team. They want to be a playoff team. They were humbled tremendously this year. Going down and surprise Arizona, telling people, we're a playoff team. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then if you're going to be that playoff team, then you're going to have to catch this smoke from your city when you're not. Because you can say you're a playoff team, but in my opinion, you can't back it up and say, well, we won 82 out of 80. It's like, yeah, but like, you should have won 86, 87 games, because you saw what happened in this division. That was a 15.5 game lead at the beginning of August that dissipated quicker than we've ever seen in our lives. And Cleveland was below you.
Yeah.
And now Cleveland's playing yesterday and today in a meaningful playoff game. So I am happy that they are winning and they are changing their ways, but I want to see more. If you want to be that playoff team, you've got to make tough decisions, whether that is dealing a pitcher for a batter, whether that is maybe getting outside of your comfort zone in the checkbook, Mr. Sherman, and being like, hey, we're going to pay this guy. We don't care.
Yeah, and they've kind of done that, you know, like
with their own.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah. And look, we never even had that here in Kansas City before, right? We couldn't even get our own signed to contracts. And so now we're doing that with our own, I think with the hitting coach right now, you've got guys inside that organization that love Zumwalt. You've got guys outside the organization, I'm sure, that don't like him, right? It's all about personal preference and how it works and whatnot. Eventually, the players got to play. And the first month of the season, they just didn't play. They were not performing. They were not hitting the ball well, and they fell into that hole. And then they went into an 8-18 stretch, and they never really recovered from that. I don't think the fan base ever came back.
They lost the season in June.
They did. They lost the fan base in June, too. And so it was just kind of a scrap back and forth to get back to where they are. It does need to be a very active offseason. They need to trade Noah Cameron. They need to get a big bat in here because maybe they have a big bat in that lineup. You take the pressure off your pitching staff. They don't have to go out there and give up two runs or less in order to keep you in a game. You go out there and you start having less taxing innings on your pitchers as well. And then at the end of the year, Seth Lugo doesn't tire or Michael Wacha doesn't tire because they aren't going out there and pitching extreme innings. Like, there's a difference between a clean, relaxed inning versus a high intensity inning as well. And I feel like for the Royals pitching staff all year long, for 162 games, every inning was a high intensity inning for them because they realized if they made a mistake, their offense wasn't good enough to come around and get runs to capitalize on that. So it makes it a lot more difficult for your pitching staff. And they were still brilliant this year. Go into next year, add a couple of bats to the lineup, find an everyday second baseman you can rely on, find a corner outfielder that you can rely on, and now all of a sudden your pitching staff is more relaxed. It's easier to do their job knowing, you know what, I don't have to go out here and be perfect, because when you try to be perfect, sometimes it just doesn't work, and you build up those high-stress innings that ultimately kill you at the end of the year. And so that's why they need that bat in there. That's why it's okay to trade pitching, because you're going to get better as an overall organization. And the biggest thing that they need to improve on, and I don't know how in hell you improve on this, and we can talk to Q at 9 o'clock about it. He'll say the same thing. I don't know. I'm listening to the dead man. Like, it's off season. I don't need these questions today, Bob and Dusty. But the one thing that they need to get better on is getting those runners in from third with less than two outs. They failed miserably this year when they were one of the best in baseball last year. And why that happened, I don't know. Also, base stealing was not good this year either. Oh. They were terrible on the base pass this year. Base stealing, base running, all of that. And that goes from, okay, we got to find a way to scratch out runs. Then we tend to do too much. So just go out and get two veteran bats, and everything will take care of itself in the lineup. They were just overmatched, and you were relying on Hunter Renfro. If you don't get rid of, you know, Brent Rooker, you don't have to have Hunter Renfro. MJ Melendez, turd. You know, like, there were guys in this organization that you still had to cycle through. And now you're 82-80, two straight winning seasons. Everybody's excited in the organization about where they're headed, the new stadium, all this kind of great stuff. Now they're going to invest that money back into the team. And that's why it's important to have that new stadium, those revenue generators, so you don't get outbid anymore by people. Oh, yeah, we got the money coming in from the apartments. We'll pay for that. And we'll bring our players in and we'll make our team better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Better. That's what I love to see about this organization. It's forward thinking right now, and I think they're going to have a fun. I think it's going to be a great offseason for us in Kansas City.
I hope you're right.
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle, from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.